Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back in on the drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the radio.com app. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll get to a brand spanking new Levine's List. But let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by Kevin Lockett, who played for the Chiefs from 1997 to 2000. He also was a second-round pick out of Kansas State. Kevin, first off, appreciate you coming on. Let's start here. A lot is made about the Chiefs and Raiders rivalries, but what was it like to play in the Chiefs and Broncos rivalries while you were here?
Man, hate both of them. But no, I just remember, those were always very good, tough divisional games. And those games were really the games that mattered. I mean, if you could get a win, not only at home, but really on the road against those divisional opponents, then you really were setting yourself up for a good chance to have success in division. But man, I could just remember, man, Raider week, Bronco week, man, those were weeks where, it didn't start on Wednesday when practice started. It started about an hour after the game on Sunday in terms of just getting prepared, because you knew they were always going to be tough. They were going to be physical. They were going to be games that went well beyond just the traditional and normal NFL game.
Kevin, for people who never went to the old Mile High Stadium, what was it like?
You know, it was an interesting environment. I think the biggest thing most of us remember by going into the old Mile High Stadium was, man, about 4 minutes in the warm-ups, you were gassed. You felt like you had been, you had played two quarters already. And so the biggest adjustment was always, being able to get your breath playing at such a high elevation. But it was a great environment. I still think the best environment within the division is when you have to come to Arrowhead. And so, the fact that, the Raiders snuck in and got a win, I think is really a big deal on their part. For what they pulled off earlier this year. But Mile High was always a good place to play, good fans, but it was really just that adjustment to playing at such a high elevation.
Kevin, not to say you didn't play with some good quarterbacks in your time in the NFL, but have you ever sat back and wondered what it'd be like to catch passes from Patrick Mahomes?
Man, I'd still be playing, man, if I was catching passes from Patrick. I think what Patrick does, and again, I play with good quarterbacks, but man, what Patrick does is he really elevates everyone around him. And so you don't have to necessarily have the separation that is generally required by wide receivers in the league for Patrick to be able to give you an opportunity. What I really love is he just plays the game by scanning the field. He doesn't go into a play saying, I need to get the ball to Tyreek or I need to get the ball to Kelsey. I think what he does is he goes through his reads, and whoever's open is open. And I think a great indication of that was the big third down that he hit Pringle across the middle on, where he just scrambled, bought himself some time, and he hit Byron, who was probably arguably the fifth option probably on that play. And so Patrick Dillon, he'll give you a chance. And the thing about it is you don't have to have a big catch radius with Patrick, and that's what is really exciting, I think, for most wide receivers. I mean, he really puts the ball on you. He always puts it in a place where usually only you can catch it. And one of his greatest assets is his ability to hit you in stride. If you really watch our Chiefs receivers, most of them are catching the ball on the run, and that's why you see so many run after the catch yard, so many big plays. It's not like they're catching the ball with their feet parallel or side by side, and then they have to sort of pick up their momentum and go. And so he gives these wide receivers an opportunity to use their gifts and their talents to make big plays.
Kevin Lockett's on the drive. Speaking of big-time wide receivers, your boy, literally, Tyler Lockett is tearing it up in the NFL. I'd imagine that this is something that you knew was coming for a while?
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a little biased, but I always thought that he clearly had potential to be a breakout wide receiver. I think going into coming out of the draft, Everyone saw him just purely as a kick and punt returner. But he is, I think, sort of the ideal guy that comes out of college. People have him sort of boxed in as a return sort of guy. He does really well early in his career in the return game. And so they throw him out there and give him an opportunity at receiver. And he really took advantage of that opportunity. And now he's blossomed into being, I think, one of the best, if not the best, sort of slot receiver that's in the league. I think he's hard to cover. He's playing with a quarterback that's similar to Patrick in the aspect that he buys time, he scrambles around, and he's got a good rapport with Russell. So he's done very well. You know, a lot of the league is about landing in the right place, and he landed in the right locker room with the right type of quarterback in the right system that allowed him to have an opportunity to not only flourish as a return guy, but more importantly, to get out there as a wide receiver and show a skill set.
Speaking of the right place, Kevin, both you guys, of course, played college ball at Kansas State. Did he have any chance? Like, was that a birthright thing? Was he ever going to go anywhere else?
You know, we always told him from the beginning, you know, you make your own choice. Do what's best for you. I think what made that decision a bit easier was Bill Snyder was still there. And so we all knew after I had gone through there, my brother had gone through there, I think as a family, we knew what type of experience he was going to have on that college campus and in that type of offensive set. And so it really fit his skill set, and that's one of the reasons I think he played as a true freshman. And so we're sort of living through that similar moment here again. We've got our next son is a junior in high school, and he's a Blue Valley, and so K-State's already offered him to come play wide receiver. And again, the only difference in those scenarios now is we've got a new coaching staff there, but you know, Kleiman is really a big replica of what Bill did. I think they think a lot the same way, their offensive philosophies are the same, and so you know, hopefully we'll have another Lockett running through there soon, and then we've got twin boys that are 12, and maybe we'll end it up with two more going there in the 2027 class.
I was just going to ask you, how happy are you to see that Kleiman is carrying on what Bill Snyder did? We know what happened the last time Bill Snyder stepped away, but they found, as you alluded to, they found almost a mini Bill Snyder to continue on that K-State tradition.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I give a lot of credit to Gene Taylor. I mean, when Gene came in and took over for John Curry, you know, that wasn't a easy task. And so his first hire, and as you all know, AD, their major hire and major decision is always around who they hire as a football coach. And so the fact that he went out and got a guy that was from North Dakota State, and he obviously had a history with him and knew him very well, but he did a great job. He picked a guy that he knew would fit into that Kansas State culture. And so, you know, a lot of people throughout the search were thinking we need to get someone who already has a history with Kansas State. And so you heard, you know, rumblings about can we lure a Gary Patterson away from TCU to take this opportunity? And, you know, I give Gene all the credit. He went out, he found a guy that had some ties to the area, but not necessarily K-State. And this guy's come in and he's been fantastic. I think what he's done is he's really started where Bill left the program. And he's now built upon that. I think he's elevated Kansas State in some certain areas. I think we recruit quite a bit better. And, I get to experience that every day with our kid that's a junior. There are constantly letters coming in the mail from Kansas State. And he's constantly being reached out to at the appropriate times by all of their staff. So they're very, very aggressive in recruiting, which I think is a little bit different than how Bill Snyder ran his program. They're very up front and center. One thing they always have in common with Bill is they believe in recruiting from the inside out, meaning Kansas first and then moving out. And so they believe in trying to find all the talent that exists in Kansas that can fit within their program. So I'm very excited that this is in Coach Kleiman's hands, this program is. And then I'm also excited by the fact that my belief is this is really his dream job. I mean, I don't think he really has aspirations to say, hey, this is a stepping stone. I want to leave here and go to maybe an SEC school. Or I think this is his dream job. And I think that's why Gene rewarded him not long ago with an extension. And, you know, as a fan and as an alumni of that program, I think having Coach Kleiman there for the long haul is probably in our best interest.
Right now we're talking to Kevin Lockett. He played for the Chiefs from 1997 and 2000. He was also a second-round pick out of K-State. Kevin, I'm curious when you were playing who you deemed to be your rival at K-State. Was it Nebraska or Kansas?
Well, it was never KU. But that was probably because just at that point in time, and I guess since then, we had always sort of dominated them. I mean, they were an in-state rival, but we were different programs. You know, KU went through that era when Mangino was there, I think, when it really was truly a KU-K-State rivalry. So for me, it was always Nebraska, but we were reaching as well. We never beat Nebraska, but that's why we made Nebraska sort of our rival, because we couldn't beat Nebraska, we couldn't beat Colorado. So we were reaching, just like I think KU was probably reaching during my time and trying to make us a rival. But I don't think the KU-K-State rivalry in football really has existed since that time that Mangino was running the program at KU.
I'll let that slide, what you said about my alma mater, KU, a couple of minutes ago. We're talking with Kevin Lockett here on The Drive. Hey, Kevin, what do you think about Le'Veon Bell and another addition to the Chiefs? Like, at some point, I've always thought there can be too many cooks in the kitchen. How do you think that he helps this team and specifically this offense?
Yeah, so, you know, as soon as we saw him get released by the Jets, me and a couple buddies, me and Sean Barber, said Chiefs will pick him up, and they should. To me, I think it's a great pickup. I think, you know, if I take a step back, Beach and Andy, they've done incredible at assembling a team and a culture, I think, that understands that team comes first and it's all about winning. What I think Le'Veon brings is a very unique skill set. I mean, was he able to produce and show that skill set in at the Jets? Probably not as much as we've seen historically, especially when he was at Pittsburgh, but there's a lot of people that are struggling to showcase their talent in that Jets organization, and I think it's just because there's a culture there that's difficult to win in right now. And so I think what Le'Veon gets is a fresh start. He gets an opportunity to join a team. He comes in understanding that this is not his team, right? This is Pat's team. And there's a lot of other people behind Pat that the team would be theirs before it would be Le'Veon's as well. You can go to Chris Jones. You can go to a number of different guys, right? Travis, Tyreek. And so he now just becomes a piece of the puzzle. And so for him, I think he's seeing this as an opportunity to come in and showcase that over the remainder of this year, that he can still produce and be a high-quality back. He knows that the long-term plan is not him to probably be in Kansas City, but he also knows that this is an opportunity to play for a winning team that has the opportunity to go deep, deep, deep into the playoffs, and for him to be able to showcase his abilities on one of the greatest offenses that exists in the NFL. So for him, it's sort of a resurgence of his career. It's no different than what we did when we brought in Shady McCoy. Great veteran, understands the game, but it was a chance for him to really showcase that he can still play the game and extend his career. So my hope is he comes in, he really just fits into the culture, understands that he's a piece of the puzzle. He is not the entire puzzle itself. And I think if he comes in with that sort of humble mentality and attitude, he brings a unique set of gifts to this team. Catching the ball out of the backfield gives us probably a different style runner than we have today. He can be more powerful, but can also be a breakaway guy, and gives us a good 1-2 punch at the running back position for the remainder of this 2020 season.
That is Kevin Lockett. He played for the Chiefs from 1997 to 2000. He was a second-round draft pick out of Kansas State. And he is the father of Tyler Lockett, who is having a very promising career with the Seattle Seahawks. Kevin, man, really good talking to you. Thanks for coming on today.
Absolutely, anytime.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.